The Max Life Field Guide. How to plan succession for a family business. Family business succession planning is the multi-year work of getting two things ready at once: a business that can run without you, and a successor who can actually lead it. The legal and tax setup matters, but it's rarely what sinks a handoff. What sinks it is a company built around one person, a next leader who was handed a title instead of real reps, and a founder who never worked out who they are once they're no longer in charge. Start years before you intend to leave. Why most family business succession plans fall apart. Most succession plans are a stack of legal documents, a buy-sell agreement, an estate plan, some tax structuring, all of it useful, none of it the actual problem. The actual problem is that the business only works because you're in it. You're the one who quotes the hard jobs, smooths over the big client, knows why the machine on line three keeps jamming. On paper, you're handing over a company. In practice, you're handing over a job that only you know how to do. Steve DeSante put the test bluntly on the podcast. If you can't take a six-month vacation, you don't have a business, you have a job. If the honest answer is that the place would wobble after 2 weeks without you, your successor isn't inheriting a business yet. They're inheriting your job, and they'll struggle the same way you would if someone dropped you into a cockpit mid-flight. Start years earlier than feels necessary. Succession isn't an event you book for the year you want out. It's a handoff that takes years, because two slow things have to happen at the same time. The business has to learn to run without you, and your successor has to build the judgment to lead it. Neither happens in a quarter. The founders who do this well start while they're still energized and the business is healthy, not when they're burned out or sick and the clock has already run down. If you're about 5 years from wanting to step back, you're roughly on time. If you're 1 year out and the business still runs on your phone, you're late, and that's worth knowing now rather than the hard way. Build a business that doesn't need you. This is the operational half, and it's mostly about getting what you know out of your head and into the company. The processes, the judgment calls, the here's how we actually do it that lives nowhere but your own experience. Ben puts it this way with the founders he coaches: value isn't in doing, it's in knowing what to do and what not to do at all. As long as your value is in the doing, the business can't outlive your involvement. The work is to turn what you do into something the team can run, and then to actually let them run it. And run it doesn't mean run it exactly like you. Scott Holrah, who handed off most of his operations, found the bar that makes it work. If someone can do the thing about 70% as well as you can, hand it off anyway. That last 30% you're holding on to usually costs you more than it saves, because while you're guarding it, you're not doing the one thing only you can do. Waiting for someone to match you 100% is just a respectable way of never letting go. Give the successor real reps, not just a title. The most common family business mistake isn't picking the wrong successor. It's naming one and then never actually letting them lead. They get the title, the office, the business card. They don't get the hard calls because the founder keeps taking those back. Chris Clearfield described the pattern exactly, quoting a founder he worked with. "I've got my hands tied on the steering wheel, and then I let go and hope somebody else will take over. And then things go wrong, and I grip back on tightly again." That grip and release loop is what keeps a successor stuck at the level of an assistant. They never build judgment because they're never trusted with a decision long enough to live with how it turns out. Letting go feels like risk. Ben flips it. By holding on to the hard problem, you're actually hogging the win. He calls it delegating up. The mess you're protecting your successor from is the exact thing that would grow them. Hand them the real decision. Let them get it wrong sometimes, and don't regrip the wheel the first time they do. One more thing that matters across generations: you can hold a successor accountable without managing them. Ben's line for the fiercely independent ones is, "I don't want to manage you. I just want to be incredibly helpful to you." For a son, a daughter, or a longtime employee stepping up, that difference is everything. They need room to own it and a way to stay accountable that doesn't feel like you hovering. Plan for the part no document covers: who you are without it. This is the piece that quietly wrecks more handoffs than any tax problem, and almost no succession plan touches it. For decades, you've been the owner. It isn't just what you do, it's who you are. Scott Hulra said the quiet part out loud. I realized I have put my identity in Scott, the business owner. And if I am not Scott, the business owner, what am I? If you don't answer that question before you leave, you'll answer it after. And the easy answer is to come back and take the wheel again, which quietly undoes the whole handoff. Ben names the trap directly. Founders confuse being needed with being valuable. So when they're finally not needed, it reads as worthless instead of free. Alex Bean, who sold his company for billions, was honest about how hollow the other side felt with nothing pulling him forward. Jay Jacobs, who built Rapid Sheet Metal from nothing to $50 million, framed the letting go as a skill in its own right. You have to close some doors before you can open others. And the doors that are most impactful are the ones that you have to close yourself. Succession is one of those doors. The founders who walk away clean are the ones who built something to walk toward, not just something to walk away from. A simple sequence to start now. You don't need all of this solved at once. You need to start the two slow clocks today. Roughly in order. Get honest about when you actually want out and who's most likely to lead. Start writing down the judgment that only lives in your head. Hand your successor real decisions and leave them there. Build the legal and tax structure alongside the people work rather than in place of it, and do the quieter work of figuring out what you're building toward next. The paperwork can be finished in months. The handoff takes years. So start the years now.